Fewer than 3 in 10 Americans have expressed trust in the federal government in every major national poll conducted since July of 2007. And by the way, that's the longest period of low distrust in government in more than 50 years. However, in 1958, when the American National Election Study first asked the question about trusting government, 73% said they could trust their government always or most of the time. The erosion of public trust in government appears to have begun in earnest in the 60s. The share saying they could trust the federal government to do the right thing nearly always or most of the time reached an all-time high of 77% in 1964. Now, let me reiterate that. 77% of the American public said they could trust their government to do what was right all the time or most of the time. That zenith was attained in 1964. However, within a decade, a period that included the Vietnam War, a lot of civil unrest in the United States, and the Watergate scandal, trust had fallen by more than half to 36%. And by the end of the 70s, only 25% of Americans felt they could trust their government at least most of the time. Well, trust in government rebounded, according to the Pew Research study, in the 1980s before falling in the mid-1990s. But as the economy boomed in the late 1990s, confidence in government once again increased. And in 2001, the 9/11 terror attacks hit the United States, and public attitudes on a range of issues, including trust in government, began to be greatly affected. In early October of 2001, a month after the 9/11 attacks, 60% of the American public said we could trust our government, roughly double the share earlier that year, and the highest percentage expressing trust in government in more than 40 years. But that brief uptick in government trust was very short-lived, because by the summer of 2002, the share of people saying they could trust their government had tumbled 22 percentage points from 60% to 38%. And then with the war in Iraq and economic uncertainty at home, trust in government has continued to decline to where now today it is at 19% who say they can trust their government to do what's right all the time or even most of the time. Now, Sam, I want to ask you a question, because there appears to be from this study a direct correspondence between confidence in government and three things. And what I mean by that is this. Number one, who is in leadership? If someone of perceived character is occupying the role of leader, i.e. the White House, there appears to be an uptick in trust in government. For example, there was an uptick in the 80s, and of course we know Ronald Reagan was the president at that time. The second thing that seems to indicate or affect trust is how the economy is doing. For example, in the late 90s, the Clinton economy was doing well, so there was an uptick in trust in government. So it appears that how the economy is doing affects whether or not the American people trust government or not. And then the third thing that seems to affect trust, at least from my perspective, is whether or not we are in a time of national crisis. For example, in early 2001, right after the 9/11 attacks, we were unified as a nation because we were under what we believed was an attack by a common enemy from the outside, terrorism. And so there tended to be at least what appeared to be briefly an uptick in confidence in government. Am I oversimplifying that, Sam, or do those three things seem in your mind as well to affect the American people's trust in their government?
Well, Dave, you've laid a lot of information on our listeners here this morning, but I believe that as you look back through time, this Pew report indicated there is a direct connection with who is in office. We know that. That's objectively measurable. You can be frightened by some who are in government. You can be encouraged. Their personality makes a big difference. Just like you talked about Reagan during a time, he just delivered a message to the American people that just was a significant thing. So that's not hard to believe. How the economy goes? Well, I can tell you that when you run for office, if the economy is good, you've got a better chance of being elected if you are, in fact, a proponent for those things that relate to why economy is good. If you're the fault of a bad economy, don't expect to get reelected. That does always show up. And crisis is a time that binds our people together, either on one side or perhaps another. And that's what you cited with 9/11. So, Dave, I think these things are and they do walk together. Now, I think as we get into it, they may not be the underlying reasons why people's attitude is more optimistic and trust is higher or less. I think there are other things that factor into it, but those are big bars on the chart, you could say that way. They're the big measurable things that often coincide. So, yeah, those are applicable, and they're applicable even to where we are today.